Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started the virtues of Adhan. Today's hadith عن معاوية رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول المؤذنون أطول الناس أعناقا يوم القيامة رواه مسلم. حضرت معاوية رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying the muazzins will have the longest necks. The muazzins will have the longest necks of all the people on the day of Qiyamah. Small hadith, but very deep in meaning. Al-mu'adhinuna atwalu an-nasi a'naqan yawm al-qiyamah. The mu'adhins will have the longest necks of all people on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explained that what is meant by this, have the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah. One is that respect that Allah Ta'ala will give them on the day of Qiyamah, because they would call towards Salah, they would call towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala will give them that respect. Now here, generally in this world, we find that the muaddins are given a secondary category. In other words, people don't look at them, they don't give them that respect. Sometimes we use loose words like bangi sab. Person just is there to clean the masjid and take care of the masjid. But look at the respect that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us to give the muaddins, telling us what great rewards Allah Ta'ala will give them on the day of Qiyamah. So ulama give a few explanations that why this, what is meant by this hadith, that they will have the longest necks on the day of Qiyamah. People will be drowning. So first explanation is people will be drowning in the perspiration on the day of Qiyamah in accordance to their sins. Those with the long necks will be saved from this difficulty. So Allah Ta'ala will save them from this difficulty of drowning in the perspiration. Number two is the muazzin will be the leaders. The muazzins, they will be the leaders. The Arabs used to refer to their leaders as people with long necks. This was their reference they would give to their leaders. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that the muazzins will be the leaders on the day of Qiyamah. Number three is on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, the muazzins will have great hope of attaining the mercy of Allah Ta'ala and His abundant rewards. For this reason, they will stretch out their necks in anticipation of what they will receive. What rewards Allah Ta'ala has kept for them for calling out the azan, they will have such great hope on that day that they will actually stretch out their necks. And this is what is meant, that they will have the longest of necks. And number four, it is an expression of meaning that Allah Ta'ala will grant them His proximity and respect. Allah Ta'ala will grant them respect, will grant them proximity on the day of Qiyamah. Number five, is the necks will not be elongated in reality. However, others will be extremely thirsty on that day, due to which their necks will be folded in. The muazzins will not be thirsty, thus their necks will remain as normal, but appear to be longer than the necks of others. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of realizing that what a great ibadah this is, and also to give us tawfiq to respect the muazzins. Allah Ta'ala has given them a very high stature, a very high place in society, something that we should respect. And also give us tawfiq to respect the adhan. Sometimes when the adhan is being called, people are talking, people are busy with their phones, Allah forbid. Sometimes people are continuing watching television programs where they shouldn't be watching at all. Sometimes the radio is on, and that respect for the adhan is completely lost. But the right way of doing it is, once the muazzin is calling out the words of the adhan, we show the words of the adhan respect. Keep quiet, don't talk. Try and answer the words of adhan. If a person is busy reading Nafil Salah or is busy in Quran Sharif, that is a different situation. Although he can stop it, it's preferable for him to stop, but he is allowed to continue with his Quran Tilawat or continue with some other ibadah that he is doing. But if he is not doing that, he is, for example, he is talking or he is busy with some commercial transaction, the right thing for him to do is to stop, answer the adhan. Whatever words the muazzin is saying, this person repeats the words of the muazzin. So he says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This person repeats these words, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He also says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Only when the muazzin comes to Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala falah, now this person says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The reason for this is, it appears to be a mockery. If the muazzin is saying, come to salah, and this person also says, come to salah, as though he is mocking. For example, I call someone, I call my child, my son for example, I tell him, come to the masjid. And he tells me back, come to the masjid. I tell him, come to success. He tells me, come to success. It has an appearance as though he's mocking the person that is calling towards something good. So therefore, at that stage, we are told to say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But the rest, besides Hayya ala salah and Hayya ala al-falah, the rest of the words of the adhan, we should repeat after the muadzin. And after the adhan is given, we should take our time, read Durood Sharif, and read the dua after adhan. There's great rewards and great merits for reciting the dua after adhan. We'll do that inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal, realizing the adhan is some great aspect of our deen, not something that we should just overlook. Ideally, if we can be in the masjid at the time of adhan, then these things become very easy to do. If we're outside the masjid, how are we going to get a chance to reply to the adhan? How are we going to get a chance to read the dua after adhan and get the rewards and the benefits of the adhan? May Allah give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillah.